On the 31st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, pro-choice advocates in California took stock of the achievements and setbacks of the last 31 years and are taking a hard look at the fight for safe reproductive choice for all women. Currently, 97% of rural areas do not have a known abortion provider, and only 603 hospitals around the country provide abortion services. More than two-thirds of women pay for abortions themselves, with very little access to insurance or state funds. Sarah Olson has more from San Francisco.
We're here to celebrate Roe v. Wade, and I just want to be clear that it was not sympathetic judges that won Roe v. Wade back then. It was the movement of women just like us right here today. So we should celebrate that.
Over 500 women marched in San Francisco last night, joining people in Atlanta, New York, D.C., and in other communities around the country to defend reproductive choice and to celebrate the 31st anniversary of the passage of Roe v. Wade, the historic Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. For Carrie Siebstra with Law Students for Choice, there is an increasing threat to reproductive health care.
We've seen new policies that give fetuses rights in an attempt to undermine Roe v. Wade. We've seen cuts in family planning money for women overseas, the reinstatement of the global gag rule, prohibitions in federal health insurance for coverage of abortion and for military service women overseas. It's really been a relentless assault.
Indeed, in 2003 alone, over 600 anti-abortion bills were introduced into state legislature around the country. In addition to the federal ban on, quote, partial birth abortion, 21 states proposed a ban on abortion procedures. Counseling bills were introduced in 27 states, and parental consent bills were introduced in 28 states. Some of the more extreme anti-abortion bills included one in Georgia that would have given a fetus the right to a jury trial prior to an abortion, and one from West Virginia that would have required a father's consent before the mother terminated her pregnancy. Pro-choice advocates say that these laws limit women's access to real reproductive choice. Jennifer Parker is from Oakland, California-based Access, providing education and material support for low-income women.
A lot of medical schools really don't provide training in abortion. In fact, over 80% of OBGYN residents have never performed a first trimester abortion, despite the fact that it is the most commonly performed surgery in this country. So it is very clear that if we don't train people, the new generation of doctors, to be abortion providers, that there will become fewer and fewer abortion providers. And in fact, 83% of counties in the United States have no known abortion provider.
Pro-choice activists are looking beyond the scope of the abortion debate and are criticizing the Bush administration for its implementation of a program they say is unrealistic and places heavy burdens on women, especially poor women and women of color.
We will double federal funding for abstinence programs so schools can teach this fact of life. Abstinence for young people is the only certain way to avoid sexually transmitted diseases.
That was President Bush during the 2003 State of the Union address. Elizabeth See was at the demonstration Thursday night. She said that this policy does not reflect women's reality.
We believe that every woman has a right to accessible health care. It's ridiculous that some insurance companies have started to cover Viagra on their insurance policy, but still will not cover abortion.
According to Jennifer Parker, abstinence-only education is emblematic of a policy that is
trying to push people into abstinence, into marriage, and not giving them the tools and the information that they need to really plan their families and take care of themselves.
Family cap legislation, limiting the number of children families on welfare can have, and marriage promotion, pushing women into marriages without regard to other circumstances, are only two of the programs that women's healthcare advocates say frame the larger scope of reproductive and healthcare freedom facing women in this country today. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Sarah Olson.